From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Some communities could face mandatory water rationing this summer. State officials have delivered devastating news about the state of the Sierra snowpack. Cy Musiker reports.
Scientists with the Department of Water Resources have assessed the final snowpack readings of the year and found water content in the Sierra averaging just two-thirds of normal. Alyssa Lynn is a senior meteorologist with the state. She says there was plenty of snow at the end of February, but then...
It seemed like March 1st, the clock ran out, and that was it. The season was over. And so we're at the driest March and April for many locations.
This is the second year in a row that state water managers had their hopes dashed. Last year, the Sierra snowpack was just 29% of normal. The double whammy has lowered the fill, for instance, is less than half full. And many water districts will be rationing their deliveries to farmers, businesses, and homeowners.
We have one member agency that is offering their customers a big financial incentive to eliminate their lawns. And so I think you're going to see more and more of that kind of thing.
Laura King Moon is a manager with the state water contractors. Its members provide irrigation water for 750,000 acres of farmland and drinking water for 25 million people. Moon's clients are already rationing because they had to curtail pumping from the Delta under a court order designed to protect the Delta smelt. For the California Report, I'm Cy Musiker.
The U.S. Secretary of Commerce has declared a commercial fishery failure for West Coast salmon. That means California is now eligible for federal disaster assistance funding. Both recreational and commercial salmon fishing off the California coast have been banned to protect the dwindling Chinook run. State Resources Secretary Mike Chrisman estimates the canceled season will cost California's economy $230 million.
We are working with Congress right now. We're working with our delegations, our senators and members of Congress to get some dollars for our distressed fishermen for this year. That's what we hope for, and that's what we're working for right now.
The fall run Sacramento River Chinook are typically the most prolific on the West Coast, but only a fraction of the fish that normally return to the river to spawn are expected to do so this year. There are significant developments in the Pacific Lumber bankruptcy case. The company is now backing a plan that would give control over Palco's North Coast timber operations to another company that promises to log the land sustainably. But as Tamara Keith reports, this bankruptcy case is far from settled.
It's looking like the end of an era in Humboldt County. Texas financier Charles Hurwitz and his Maxam Corporation took over Palco two decades ago. Hurwitz earned the ire of environmentalists statewide for aggressive logging practices. In recent years, the company was saddled with debt, and environmental restrictions prevented it from logging as much as it said it needed. So more than a year ago, Palco filed for bankruptcy. Now Hurwitz and Maxam have thrown their support behind a reorganization plan offered by the Mendocino Redwood Company. The plan calls for logging Palco's redwoods sustainably and keeping the Scotia sawmill operating. But this deal announced in court yesterday doesn't settle the bankruptcy. Far from it. The largest creditors in the case, known as the timber note holders, want the Palco lands auctioned off to the highest bidder. They believe the Mendocino Redwood Company offer of $530 million cash doesn't come close to what they could get at auction. Mendocino Redwood Company is owned by the Fisher family of Gap Clothing fame. Sandy Dean is chairman of the Mendocino Redwood Company and says his company's latest offer is as far as it can go.
It would be surprising to me if the note holders, given the history of what's gone on here, came and accepted that, although we would greatly welcome that. Or the other choice is that the judge makes a decision and has to choose between one of the two plans, the Mendocino Redwood Company-sponsored plan or the note holder-sponsored plan.
The note holders say they already have serious bid possibilities from Andy Beal, a wealthy Texas businessman, and from Harvard University. Closing arguments in the bankruptcy case have been scheduled for May 16th. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith.
Thousands of immigrants and their supporters took to the streets throughout the state yesterday. In Oakland, San Francisco, and Stockton, marchers called for workers' rights, a path to citizenship for those already here illegally, and a stop to federal raids that end in deportations. The marches in Los Angeles took top billing this year because of concern there might be a repeat of the police violence that marred one rally last year. That didn't happen, as LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
The scream for immigrant rights echoed throughout a closed-off portion of downtown Los Angeles as thousands of marchers holding Mexican and U.S. flags converged in front of City Hall. Rafael Sanchez marched with his wife and six children. They were here last year, too, when a post-march rally turned violent in MacArthur Park, forcing the LAPD to change how it manages these types of protests. Sanchez said he noticed that the police were much more polite this year.
I think it's much more peaceful this year. The mayor said there'd be more security, and up to now I think everything's going well.
Sanchez said this year he's marching for an end to immigration raids on workplaces. He says the past year has been scary for illegal immigrants like him.
We're all scared just to leave our own homes because of the raids. So many children have been forced to live apart from their families because of the raids.
Workplace raids in Southern California have also irked public officials like L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. At a press conference earlier in the day, the mayor joined the local Chamber of Commerce in asking the federal government for an end to the raids and a clear path to legalization for undocumented immigrants. Further down the marching line, Edgar Castañeda, an illegal immigrant from Guatemala, listened to a mariachi band playing from a pickup truck while he sold Mexican flags. Castañeda's dream is to get amnesty here so he can enjoy the rights of a U.S. citizen.
It would be a beautiful thing to vote because it's an opportunity that immigrants like me have never had. But we are living in a time of change. We have a woman and an African-American running for president. That's also something we've never had.
In the meantime, says Castañeda, he'll continue to work illegally in the U.S. until he's either given citizenship or he's forced to leave. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
We cover a lot of ground on the California Report each day. You could don running shoes to keep up or subscribe to our podcast. It's available at californiareport.org and, of course, at iTunes. That's the California Report for Friday, May 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gelman, Danny Bringer, Tom Kumkowski, and Jane Heaven. Our director is Rory Gallagher. Our interns are June Stinson, Ali Tabatabai, and Leanne Lucetta. The editor is Kat Snow. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producers are Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.